Welcome to the first installment of WBFO's Behind the Bench. This is going to be our weekly look at hockey with, of course, a major focus on the Buffalo Sabres. And we're very pleased to introduce to our audience Bill Hoppe. Bill, tell us just a little bit about yourself, where folks can read you.
They can read me in the Olean Times Herald, the Niagara Gazette, the Tonawanda News, the Lockport Union Sun and Journal, and online at buffalohockeybeat.com.
You have a Twitter handle?
I do. Bill Hoppe, NHL, H-O-P-P-E.
Also want to mention the fact that you've been covering the Sabres now for how long?
Since 2002.
And you've missed how many home games?
One game since then.
And I should also mention that I see Bill frequently up in the press box, but when I see him, I'm as a game night employee of the Buffalo Sabres. This is not going to be my normal show here for WBFO. Normally it'll be Omar Fatu, who's out ill. So that's my little acknowledgement of the fact that I'm not necessarily the journalist that Bill is. How'd I do?
That sounds fine.
All right, Bill, let's talk about the Sabres, who have been anything but fine in recent games. I think they've lost five straight now. What's been going on with the Sabres?
Well, when they were winning just a couple of weeks ago, they were playing with fire. It was a lot of fun, but there were a lot of comebacks. They were still getting outshot, those kind of things. So realistically, they probably weren't going to keep up that pace. But for them to fall off this drastically, I think, is a little surprising. I think they've had some road games, that, like the Winnipeg game. You knew they were going to lose that game. Recently, they've just been bad.
It hasn't just been injuries.
No, it's just been the defensive lapses. They hung their hat on good goaltending for a long time, all season, really. Each night, Jonas Enroth and Michael Neuwirth were very good, and they've fallen off. Goal scoring hasn't been good all year, but they were starting to get some goals and some clutch goals, and they haven't gotten those. And it's just it's been one big mess recently. It really feels like October again to me, watching them.
And it was bad.
It was very bad.
Can you see this team bouncing back?
I can see them bouncing back because they do have strong veterans. They do have, in my opinion, a strong coach who's very unwavering. Ted Nolan never loses his focus on what the ultimate goal is. They have gotten, as I said, good goaltending, and it's realistic with two that one of them at least will start getting back on track. And they have a lot of very young grade-A prospects that have been very good at times, and you see them getting better week to week. And when guys are getting that good that quickly, I don't think it's out of the question that they could start winning again.
Okay, that's most certainly the good news. But let's get in then maybe to the idea that this is a season that's meant to finish in last place overall. This, of course, brings up a huge credibility issue. Is this organization tanking the season?
I don't think they're tanking anymore. I think it's not in the new regime's blood. Tim Murray, I mean, he's just not that kind of guy. Ted Nolan's obviously not that kind of guy, as we've seen for years and years here. But I think they tanked last year. I think that was their tank year. Any way you slice it, any way you dice it, just not signing any veterans, selling off guys, just the lineup they had was terrible. And they tanked, and they didn't get the number one pick. They got the number two pick. The new regime is trying to pick up those pieces. They've made a lot of signings over the summer. Brian Gianta, Matt Molson, bringing in Josh Georges, a lot of respected top veterans, in my opinion. They're not doing it anymore. Right now, they're just not that good. They're kind of in this weird in-between phase where they have some nice veterans, they have some nice young guys, and the middle of the roster kind of needs to fill out. So, and that's what we've gotten is a team that at times is pretty good and at times is really, really bad.
So not tanking, but maybe a bit of a tanking hangover, so to speak.
Yes, that's a very good way to put it.
Well, we'll keep up pace on things each and every week here with WBFO's Behind the Bench with Omar Fatu and Bill Hoppe. Bill, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.